Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Back to the presidential towers in Chicago and the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. Up and away. Here's Dean on 720 WGN.
9:45 from the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb at presidential towers. I don't know if I'm more impressed right now that we're on a 50,000 watt clear channel radio station or we're on Facebook Live.
Well, that's more important. Social right media.
We're on where we were. We're there for the Facebook Live person left. Did we scare them that much?
I think the smell
is. Or is it just... It's a, we're in a glass enclosure, and every WGN athlete, sweaty WGN athlete, has come into this room now. So now our room smells like a locker room.
Yeah, I mean,
the
studio. And then they leave.
And then they leave out into the fresh air. So that's not right. But also, one of the athletes on our WGN team joining us is Justin Kaufman.
Hey, hey.
Who I heard, I was listening the other night.
Right.
And hearing you
complain.
Complain. You were like promoing
that I wasn't going to do well.
That you were not going to do well. And then you just walk in here a second ago and said you did all four
towers. I did. I want to thank Stephanie and Jimmy and everybody who pushed us to do this. And I also want to thank the towers because they don't make it easy for you to quit.
There is a walk of shame.
There is a walk of shame.
Once you're in there, but then you're humiliated for life.
Yeah, there's like they don't even advertise it. There's if you go that way, you're pretty much going to somebody's house or somebody's condo.
Yeah.
Right. Or you go and keep going, and then they trick you. They're like, oh, keep going, and then there's the stairs, and you're on tower three.
I got to say, for somebody who it sounded like you hadn't really trained, you hadn't really prepared.
I did prepare.
Exactly the way
I
would
up and down
approach
the tower.
It. You don't really look winded. You don't. Dave Bennett looked like he was about to drop.
Well, he's got 20 years on him too.
Yeah, and you know what? Looks are deceiving,
nice.
Dean.
That's nice.
Looks are deceiving. I'm very winded. I don't know if I'm going to make it home.
Did you use music or anything?
I did, and I had a problem. I had a funny thing where I didn't prepare like a mix or anything for this, so I just put shuffle on my phone.
Right.
And every third song would be like either the U2 album that you couldn't, that just downloaded for you, or something that was not appropriate for climbing stairs. So I'd have to stop and be like, excuse me, go ahead, go in front of me.
Oh, so
I got to randomly skip
so
from song to song so I can find the
like
same Drake song.
You were adjusting your music during that.
Not very smart on my end. I wasn't thinking there was music ahead.
Good strategy if I ever did that. So you're feeling good?
I do not feel good.
Ready to go.
You will take a nap. You will take a
nap.
Very good
nap. Yes.
You definitely will.
I do not feel good, but I feel, at least I don't feel humiliated, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd get about halfway up and be like, I need a chair. I need a helicopter or something.
Seriously, after I heard you, I thought for sure we were going to see you go by in a stretcher.
So I made it, man.
Glad to see you're vertical and glad to see you're doing well.
Thank you.
You can hear Justin back Monday night, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, joining us now is Christine Young, who is the executive director of the American Lung Association. You just look like a proud mom of children that are coming in and out of here now.
2,000 of my closest friends and family.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's
amazing
great.
I mean, the participation, we've done this broadcast many times, markedly more people participating this year than in years past.
Right, and a lot of that has to do with you guys at WGN and really helping to promote it. People like Dave Bennett, Patty Vasquez getting on board and really promoting the event and getting the word out there. It's a great opportunity for families to do it. And I think depending on whether you're doing it for a competitive nature, there's that, or you can take your time, like he was just saying, not a race whatsoever.
Yeah, so how much money is raised by what goes on here?
So our goal and what I believe we are going to hit, we are very, very close, is $500,000, $500,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the most you would ever raise,
that's the most
it?
We've raised by
Certainly.
Far.
And as I'd mentioned before, I saw a huge check presentation being done earlier from your presenting sponsor. Mm-hmm. That's separate from the money that's taken in from the climbers. But it was one of those gigantic checks for $2 million.
Wasn't that kind of fun?
I had a few million left over, Dean. I thought I'd just
cut
them
on. That's nice of you, Jim. That's nice of you in your leisure time that you've got right now to be able to participate in that. You're presenting a sponsor, though.
Yes. So United Healthcare is our presenting sponsor of the climb. Their kind of other arm is their foundation. The United Health Foundation has given us a $2 million grant to put forth asthma education opportunity for kids across Chicago and all of the upper Midwest states.
Talk a little bit about where this money goes and what it is that the American Lung Association does.
So the American Lung Association prevents and cures all forms of lung disease. So everything from COPD, asthma, lung cancer. We are the first and foremost to provide education, advocacy, really get programs together to help people live better with lung disease, not just how do we find a cure, although that's a big part of it, but how do we make their lives that much better that are living with it? How do we improve the lifespan of somebody diagnosed with lung cancer and really make their lives as good as we can?
I don't know if it's, you know, just something that's a little more in my consciousness now of hearing people who are affected with different types of lung diseases.
Right.
And sadly, lung cancers that friends have, you know, recently been diagnosed with, dealing with, suffering with. I mean, is it more prevalent or is it just something that we're, you know, just hearing about more than we used to?
I think the stigma is slowly but surely going away. It's not just a smoker's disease anymore. And 1 in 4 women are diagnosed with lung cancer in their lifetimes. That's a crazy number. And I don't think it's shared enough with people that it's something to be looking for. If you've smoked a pack a day and you're over 55, there is a test that you can get done and ask your doctor about to make sure, you know, am I at risk for this? How do we kind of make this more part of the conversation? But you're not wrong. I think it's being talked about that much more, which is a good thing. There's kind of that stigma not associated with as much anymore, but it is becoming something that's not necessarily just a smoker's disease.
So. Yeah, I was a smoker 30 years ago. Wow. I stopped. And my doctor is constantly reminding me that I am still at risk after all these years.
I know.
30 years that I've quit. I mean, I feel 1,000 times better.
Yeah,
since
congratulations,
quitting smoking.
By the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks. Because I still feel like it's a day-to-day battle with me. This nicotine addiction.
You still feel like having a cigarette?
I still occasionally get a little craving for it.
Wow.
Grab a little smoke. I do. Seriously do. That's how strong that addiction is. But my point being that even after quitting after all these years, my doctor is still concerned that I am a former smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how...
Well, even secondary smoke.
Right.
I mean, no one's immune.
And we're fortunate to be in Chicago, where some of the strongest tobacco laws here in Chicago, where you can't smoke a cigarette, an e-cigarette, anything like that in public. And I think that we hope to see that replicate all across the country.
What are the other types of lung concerns that the American Lung Association faces? Asthma, you mentioned, was one of them.
Asthma for both adults and children is something. We work a lot with schools in the Chicagoland area because it really is something that, you know, we don't want a kid to feel ashamed of taking an inhaler in class, and we want to make it a little bit more of the conversation. And certainly there's a large part of the United Healthcare piece is focusing on low-income children that just don't have the tools and access to really get what they need to be as healthy as they can be. So that's a big part of it. COPD, more people die of COPD than any other form of lung disease. And it's one of those that doesn't necessarily have a specific set of symptoms. It can look like a lot of things in a lot of different people. So certainly something to be aware of. And we have a Better Breathers Club, we call it, which is kind of just a community opportunity for people to get together and kind of share what's worked for them, medications they've tried, exercises they've tried, how can they make it as worthwhile of life as they can.
With the money that's taken in today, a huge percentage actually goes to services, which is not something that you see with a lot of the charitable organizations. Much of the money goes to administrative and what I think is wasteful spending.
But
I think it's extremely, extremely efficient with the American Lung Association.
Thank you for saying that. We are so proud of the fact that 89 cents of every dollar we raise goes back to our mission, our programs, our research, finding a cure. It's something that we try and improve on every year, and we've been fortunate to do so. And isn't necessarily the industry standard, but that is a big piece of the puzzle, is how can we get as many dollars back to the community as possible.
Do you still have the bike trek?
Yes, we do, June 10th through 12th.
Because I did that 1 year, too, where they go into start like around McHenry and go into Lake Geneva, right?
Yep, start at McHenry County College. It's 50 miles a day for 2 or 3 days, and you ride up to Lake Geneva, and you stay at the Abbey Resort, so a little fancy, and you fundraise for us, and we provide meals and lodging for the weekend, and it's kind of a nice getaway.
It was very nice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Jim is not climbing this year because he had a foot injury, but you can pretty much ride a bike even if you've had a foot injury.
Yeah, we had.
Yeah, you can ride a bike. Thanks a lot, Dean. yes, you can, Dean. No, I mean, I was the captain of this team a few years ago and did it, and then you guys invited me out to do that, and that was a fun time. A lot of people from the team did that as well, and it's just a beautiful ride, too.
Right. You're in kind of the hills of Wisconsin, northern Illinois. We had a guy last year who rode a tandem bike with his wife the whole time.
Oh, nice.
A guy who rode a trike, so you can kind of make it whatever you want
it to
be.
We should do
that. Oh, Dean, how fun would that be?
How fun would that be?
And you'd look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
How do we get Schwani involved in this? Do they have tandem bikes for three?
They could.
They do. I've seen them.
Yeah.
We can get like our parasols and our little
straw
hats.
Like Mo, Larry, and Curly.
I was just going to say, who's going to be Mo, Larry, and Curly in this respect?
Yeah, that would be
Floyd Gomer.
That would be fun.
You have... That would be.
You're cordially invited to attend this year, guys.
Careful what you wish for. careful what you invite. Lots of different events going on, not just today, but all year long. And if people want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
So to find more information about the climb and other climbs, not just in Chicago, but across the country, fightforairclimb.org. If you want to join the bike trek this year, fightforairride.org. And any information about lung disease or programs in your community, lung.org. Keep it nice and simple for you.
What can people, if people want to improve their lung health this morning, do something now, what do they do? Obviously, if you're smoking, don't smoke. That makes perfect sense. But what other things can people do to improve their lung health?
It sounds so silly and simple, but exercise. Use your lungs. That's the first thing you could do. We talk a lot about this, and it's called the fight for air climb, right? But really, we give people the opportunity. By the top of the tower, you are fighting for air. So it kind of gives people the perspective of somebody that has 30% of their lung capacity with COPD. And you just kind of know that feeling if that was you every day. You know, it's not a fun life. So as much exercise as you can do, the better. Use your lungs. They're there for you. You want to be good to them.
Appreciate you joining us. Thank you for putting on this amazing event. And if people would still like to donate, still like to participate, learn more, sponsor Jim when he goes on that bike ride with two other people that won't
with
be me
Dean
or
Schwani.
The website again is?
Fightforairclimb.org or lung.org for any lung information.
And I think the WGN team raised at least over $3,000 itself.
Did a very amazing job with the WGN team. We're very proud of them. Kristen Young, Executive Director, American Lung Association. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
We'll update news coming up next, 957 WGN.